Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today, the power of Christ daily, the 18th of February 2016. Do angels help you? Do angels help you? Brothers and sisters, before we go further, let's remind ourselves, today started yesterday. Did we examine ourselves? And the word says, examine yourselves and prove yourselves you're true Christians and not fake Christians. Do we examine ourselves? Are we fake Christians? Deny yourself, pick up the cross if you want to follow me. Anyone, loving father, mother, brother, sister, children, more than me is not worthy of me. These are all words of God spoken by Jesus Christ. The word of God is speaking to us. And therefore, we must pay heed. If anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. If anyone thinks he knows something when he thinks he knows something, he is yet to know anything. He is yet to know anything as he ought to know. Brothers and sisters, so these are important scriptures that I remind myself because it's important for me. Because finally, the issue here is not how much of work I do here, the amount of things I do as ordained by Christ. Am I pleasing Christ? If I'm not pleasing Christ, then it's not going to work. I can simply record every day and God will say, look, you are a terrible servant. You're not a trustworthy servant. You're not a faithful servant. So brothers and sisters, today we want to be faithful servants every day. Every day, we want to please Him. We want to present ourselves as a chaste virgin unto Christ. Deny yourself, pick up the cross. Jesus Christ says, I did not come to be served, but I came to serve. I did not come to be served, but I came to serve. Brothers and sisters, today, we must remember this. We are here to serve. Do not expect service from people. There are people I know suffering, even in my congregation. There are people who always be expecting people to serve. They are not serving anything. They are not caring for others. Love one another as I have loved you. Love one another as I have loved you. That means, how did He love us? He served us. He served us. He gave His life for us. We are having to want to give our lives for them. Sometimes people make a serious error in this. What service is? Service is every day somebody doing something for you. Day in, day out, they're doing for you. Doing for you. Doing for you. You have to ask yourself, what are you doing for them? If, especially if the children of God, you are living together, what are you doing for each other? Are you living your life as if in a cocoon, in a bubble? Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ wants us to serve. Very simple. Not expect to be served. This is what I know and this is what my God has been making me do. And I see those who do this, they are blessed, their lives prosper. Those who don't do this, the devil comes to steal, kill and destroy. They have terrible health problems. They have all kinds of financial problems later. In fact, they would have come and all this would have gone one by one. And when they don't do this, step by step, everything is stolen away. Because the devil came to steal, kill and destroy. Today, the question there is, do angels help you? Brothers and sisters, let's see some scriptures. Matthew 4:11. Then the devil left him and angels came and ministered to him, bringing him food and serving him. This, I'm reading Amplified. Now, here, Jesus was fasting for 40 days without food. And finally the devil took him to tempt him here and there, everything else. You know, if you drop your, the angels will come and save you and all that. And so you're, if you're a son of God, why are you doing all this? You know, that kind of temptation. And Jesus simply told the devil, you worship your God. Finished. Worship your God. And the word of God. And God, Jesus Christ always used the word of God back on the devil. He didn't use his own word, he used the word of God. Now, here, as the devil finally left him because he knows he couldn't do anything with him, the devil left him, the Bible clear, for another day. Because another day he'll come at Gethsemane, will come with full force because he thinks he's going to win. He'll come at full force and that's when the trauma, the anguish, the sorrow became so much over our Lord Jesus Christ. And until he told the disciples also to pray. And he was praying and his sweat became like drops of blood. Like drops of blood. Can you imagine how much of anguish and sorrow? He was taking on all my sins, all the sins of the world he was creating, that he was bringing to himself the day. And he's bringing all the curses to himself. And all the attack is coming. All the demons gathered throughout the entire universe. Demons have gathered there to see him die, captured and killed and tortured. Because they thought that's victory. God's victory is the other way around. When we suffer, and deny ourselves, pick up the cross, and that's how Jesus did. And then he rises again and he has victory over Satan. And then as a man, he came as a man. He didn't use godly powers to win Satan. He allowed his humanity to be killed, tortured. His flesh became like ribbons. That's why our victory comes when we humble. When we humble and we pay the price, we walk the mile. Anyone asks you to walk 1 mile, walk another mile, Jesus says. Anyone slaps you one cheek, turn the other cheek, he says. Why? There's power in that. There is power. When he tells his children to do something like that, there is power in that one. So let's humble ourselves, and every day when somebody says, okay, we'll do another mile. Now, if somebody wants your clothes, give your tunic as well, give your inner garment as well, give, he says, and forget about it. Why? Because there's power in giving, there's power in serving, there's power in humbleness, there's power from Christ can only come through that way. And the name of Jesus Christ, you begin to command your heart and mind, because you're made of three parts. Three parts. This is another problem. Our hearts are wicked. When you don't control your heart, all kinds of things the heart will tell, and it will make you believe a falsehood. It will make you believe false. There are some people who tell something, and then everybody will say, no, no, brother, no, no, sister, it's not like that. They won't believe, you know, because your heart has taken control over that. Why? The devil has taken control over the heart. Brothers and sisters, today it is very important. Don't let the devil take control of your heart, and don't let your heart take control of you. You are a spirit being. You are a child of God. You have to endure. You have to rise up. There is a power in Christ to be humble and to give, and to give, and to give. There is power in Christ. That's how the spiritual power of God works. God, here the human power or the Satan power, must show off, proud. I can do this. I can do that. But there, humble. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Can you imagine the opposite thing happens in the spiritual? Giving opposite to what the world tells us, opposite to what the devil does, there's power in that only in the godly power. In the world is like, I must prove, I must show. Here, surrender, surrender, brothers and sisters. And then some people do not born of the Spirit say, surrender and what? Yeah, Jesus will do something, this is a fact. Now here, when he fasted, the devil finally left him and the angels came and ministered to him, bringing him food and serving him. Exodus 14:19. The angel of the Lord who has been going in front of the camp of Israel moved and went behind them. This scripture I just put there to show there is an angel of the Lord that comes and does something whenever in difficulties. But of course I'm reading from the Old Testament. I'm reading also when the angels went and ministered to Jesus Christ. Psalm 34:7. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him. Fear is awe-inspired reverence and worship him with obedience. That's fear. Fear of God is badly defined nowadays because of modern English. This fear was used in a different context, in the Hebrew context and the Greek context. It was used in a different meaning. But now because English meaning has changed fear into something, and then they have used the same meaning with those perfect love has no fear. But this fear and that fear are two different things. Now, this fear, what it's talking about is, fear of God is awe-inspired reverence. Oh my God, He's almighty, He's awesome, He's powerful God, He loves me, He's a good God. Oh Lord, I will worship you alone, I am nothing, you are everything. And that's the reverence. And He came and suffered for me. I was a blasphemer, I used 4 letters on Jesus Christ and still He saved me. That's reverence. Lord, I cannot understand, but I need you. I need you. Reverence. And worship him with obedience. If you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. This is another thing. Many think love is feeling. It's not feeling. It is keeping his commandment. Feeling means the devil dupes. He will dupe our heart with feelings. So if one person is married and suddenly he feels for another woman, take me, I was adulterous, so I'm not condemning anybody here. So feel for another woman. So feeling, you go by feeling. No, you go by obedience to Christ. If you love me, keep my commandments. Feeling. I feel love, I don't feel love. Then it'll trick you. That feeling can trick you. Because Jesus didn't say, nowhere scripture says, you go by feeling. You go by obedience to the word of God. You meditate on the word of God. You think about it and measure it against what you are. You measure yourself, your conduct against the word of God. Now here, but the angel of the Lord encamps those who fear God. Fear is awe-inspired reverence and worship Him with obedience. This is the fear of God. Those who don't have the fear of God, I find them falling away many times. Over the years, over 20 years, I've seen this many cases. And you remember, the 200, the 500 disciples, more than 500 disciples were there, all left on a single evening because they couldn't accept the word that unless you drink my blood and eat my flesh, you cannot inherit the kingdom of God. You cannot enter heaven. And they think, what? It's a hard saying and all. These people have just cast out evil spirits and healed the sick. They came back rejoicing, very happy, saying, you know, even the demons tremble. Then Jesus told them, don't be amazed at this. Be grateful and amazed at your word. Your name is written in the book in heaven. In the book in heaven. So the fear of God is awe-inspired reverence and worshipping Him with obedience. Psalm 34:7. Psalm 91:11. He will command His angels in regard to you to protect and defend and guard you in all your ways of obedient service. When you're obedient and serving Him, He will defend and guard, the angels will protect, defend and guard you in all your ways. If when you obey God's word and in service, that's of course, this is the condition, nah, always. You can't say you have angels protection when you do anything you wish. I can't get the protection if I do anything I wish. Now, all these are quoted from Old Testament. Of course, I quoted the angels helping Jesus Christ. But do the angels help you? Do the Old Testament maybe, but do now. Do the angels help you now? If you obey and willing to obey and serve Jesus Christ, Hebrews 1:14, let's see. Hebrews 1:14 is, are not all the angels ministering spirits sent out to serve, accompany, protect those who will inherit salvation? Of course they are. That's the answer in bracket because amplified. The question is, are not all the angels ministering spirits? That means angels are supposed to be ministering spirits. They minister to us. They minister for us. Sent out by God to serve, accompany and protect those who will inherit salvation. Of course they are. He says, of course they are. They're ministering spirits. So therefore, now he says, now Romans, Romans 1:24-25. Therefore God gave them up to the lust of their heart, to impurity, to the degrading of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the creator. This is command giving. You can't worship angels. Therefore in Colossians 2:18, I'm reading from Catholic version, Colossians 2:18. Do not let anyone disqualify you, insisting on self-abasement and worship of angels, dwelling on visions, puffed up without cause by a human way of thinking. This clearly the scripture says, you are not supposed to worship angels. Do not let anybody cheat you or deceive you and say, worship angels. Do not do that. Angels are created beings. If you do that, God says He'll give, therefore He gave them up in the lusts of their own hearts to impurity, degrading of their bodies among themselves. Because why? They lust after their own heart. Whatever their heart wants, they lust. Oh, feeling, this is a feeling. Lah. Whatever the heart wants, it's a lust. They feel, and they go, and they get damaged. They exchange the truth of God for a lie and worship and serve the creature. That means, thing created. Angels are created like us. We cannot worship angels. And again, in Colossians 2:18 says, do not listen to people who get you disqualified by them insisting on self-abasement. That means, we will nail ourselves to the cross. We will do some sacrifice. We will punish ourselves. Jesus has done it all. It's actually a blasphemy to think that we can do and save ourselves. Actually, He has come and done for us. Now we are saying we must do means what He did on the cross is not enough, you are telling. And the devil is still kill and destroy. Now, do not be dwelling on visions puffed up without cause by human way of thinking. No more human way of thinking. Now, coming back to the angels. Yes, in fact, God says that another word, that we will rule over angels. He'll give us charge over angels. Once we are with Him, we have completed the journey, we have served Him as He wants us to serve us, when He saves us and makes us His friend. Now I'm a servant. When He makes me His friend and He takes me home, I'll have charge over angels. Right now the angels are supposed to protect me, but that is when I obey and follow Jesus Christ. So now the angels do work now. In fact, I've seen many cases. In fact, you go and search in the internet, you'll find that you can pray in the name of Jesus Christ, ask the angels of the Lord to encamp me, or encamp us, to protect us, the warring angels to protect us. You can ask in the name of Jesus Christ. You cannot command the angels right now. We don't have authority over angels right now. Remember this. We don't have authority over the angels right now. In fact, we don't even have authority over the devil, but in the name of Jesus Christ we have. In the name of Jesus Christ, you tell the devil to get out in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of lust and false feelings and lies and deceitful feelings, false understanding, all get out of me in the name of Jesus Christ. It will get out. Now, so, but we do not worship angels. There are people who make you worship angels. Do not be disqualified from salvation, he says. Colossians 2.18. Do not let anyone disqualify you. Colossians 2.18. Insisting on self-abasement and worship of angels. Brothers and sisters, today, angels are here and Jesus has sent the same angels who protect us and accompany us, encamp around us when in danger. We can call on Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus Christ. In fact, ministering angels to minister somebody. Sometimes when we do such a thing, a hip thing, we put our hands at the side of the hips of a person and say, rotate and realign yourself. We are telling the backbone and all. It begin to move. The hip will begin to move and adjust itself. That some believe that the angels are doing it for this person. Brothers and sisters, today, remember this. Jesus has even sent us angels to minister to us. Now, today, angels will minister to you today. Remember, He's good God. He loves us, but He can do all this because He died on the cross and rose again and gave us power over Satan. Brothers and sisters, use the power. Cast out evil spirits daily from ourselves. Cast out self-seeking spirits in Jesus Christ's name from ourselves daily. That's the biggest problem. Command our heart and mind to obey Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.